at Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, we invite your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, The Breakfast Club. And here pinch-hitting for your Toastmaster, Don McNeil, is your old friend of radio and TV, Warren Hull.
Good morning, Breakfast Club, and good morning to you. Not quite an early to hallelujah. It's first call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, awake, The Breakfast Club.
Thank you. Well, here it is, the start of a new week and the start of another full hour of fun and surprises with all the Breakfast Club gang. Eddie Ballantyne and the boys. I use that word boys in its past tense. Dick Noel, the eager beaver stumbling baritone. Diana Trask, our freewheeling, and I do mean what wheels? Our freewheeling redhead from Australia.
In case you haven't noticed, that's not wheels, they're legs.
Oh. And Sam, the only guy I know who's built like an avocado.
Means I'm a pear. I'm big enough to be a pear.
Well, it slipped.
Yeah.
I'm Warren Hull doing the honors for Don McNeil, and again today we have a house full of guests with us in the porterhouse room of the Sherman. Every day of my visit here, we've had packed houses.
We had a lot of people here, too.
Yeah, we sure have. And among the folks here today are railroad telegraphers again. We have girls of the Jane Phillips sorority. Quite a delegation from our... Boy, that's a good sorority. And we have quite a delegation from our second largest state, Texas. Good state. And we have lots of insurance salesmen and many other folks from everywhere. Lots of surprises on deck this morning. Aunt Fanny's going to drop in for a visit. That'll be fun. And one of the funniest men I know is supposed to stop by here, Maury Amsterdam. He'll break up the joint, all right. Well, lots more things are bound to happen. Meanwhile, we'll get to some of them in just a minute. Is Mrs. Bendetuk, I guess it is, from Detroit, Michigan here? Mrs. B.E.N. Oh, Bendetuk. Oh, here, I'm coming. We're getting together here on that name, too. Tell me what it is.
Well, I'm going to have a baby after 17 years of marriage, the first one.
That's right.
Found out too late.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this now? You're so excited.
I'm going to be a mother after 17 years of marriage.
Well, don't come to us with your problems.
Yes. Well, you must be very excited.
I am.
Yeah, you're a long-time listener to the Breakfast Club, are you?
27 years. I've been, when I went to school.
Yes?
From Detroit, Michigan, I listened to.
You've been listening for 27 years?
Yes, I have.
Now you're going to have a baby.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Okay.
You had a void march time today.
Oh, I'm glad you came by here, Mrs. Bennett. Well, now, what's the trouble here? You say, why don't the people in Chicago understand Texans?
Well, we had a hard time getting anything we asked for.
You do?
Okay.
Well, I don't.
Well, what I had in mind was iced coffee or Dr. Pepper or something like that.
You have trouble? Why? What? People what?
They say, huh? I don't know. I talk better Chicago than some of the others do. They talk Texas.
They talk Texas? Oh, I see. You sound like Chicago?
No, I say I talk better Chicago than
they
do.
Well, I think you girls will get along all right. If I know Texas girls, they'll get along anywhere.
Oh.
I don't worry about you at all. I'm glad you're here. Diana Trask, show these girls from the Jane Phillips sorority just how you're going to sing down there at the where in Houston?
Tideland.
At the Tideland. Show them how you're going to sing down there.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Count stars or you might stumble. upside down you tumble. Keep an eye on the spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you.
Go to sound in Houston, Texas. Sounds mighty good here, too. Arlene Van... I can't make out the last. I got the van all right from Newton, Iowa. Where is Arlene? Oh, here you are.
Hello.
Hi. How are things in Newton?
Aren't you a Dutchman?
Am I a Dutchman? I have some Dutch blood in me. Yes.
That don't count.
No. What is this? It's Van...
Gorp.
Oh, Van Gorp. Oh, well, how are you?
I'm fine.
I don't know how to say it in Dutch. Now, what's a finger bowl?
I wished I'd never written that down.
Yes, yes. Why?
Well, I have some fond memories of Chicago. I said when it was young. I was pretty young then.
You were? You're still pretty young. Go ahead.
My friend and I visited Chicago, and we ordered chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Tell we're from Iowa.
Yes.
And they brought us this cute little bowl after we were all done eating, dessert and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us knew what it was.
Yeah.
And we asked
Did you look for goldfish in it?
Well, we smelled it.
Oh, you did?
And there was nothing. And...
It's been goldfish and it has been something.
So we asked the waiter, and my girlfriend said, well, what must we do, drink it?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we could just see he was about ready to have convulsions.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us. And we hurried real fast,
so then
back to the hotel.
But you took a bath on it first.
No, I didn't even wash my hands.
Oh, you didn't? Well, so you learned.
I learned.
Well, that's Chicago's the place.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Just where I learned that.
Well, good. Now you're a big girl, and...
I know better now.
Yeah, sure. All right, fine. Now, that didn't hurt telling us about that, did
no,
it?
No, and you know, I haven't run across one since.
A finger bowl?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Only in Chicago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We don't... We don't have them in Newton, Iowa?
No. No, I don't use them at home.
No. Well, that's all right. We get along, don't we?
Oh, sure.
So some of the places here have served hot towels.
Oh,
yeah. Instead of finger bowls. Well, then you come again.
I will.
I see Dick Noel getting ready to do something up there.
Yeah, checking on tunes.
He's checking on tunes. Thank you very much for telling us about your finger bowls.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, good. And now, Dick Noel. With some white lies.
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I've tried, but there's no regretting. when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no forgetting, in spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart. Ah, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. Those little white lies.
He makes those lies sound pretty good, doesn't he? Diana? Diana Trask, you're on, girl.
I am?
Yes. You can't help loving that band. That's what it says here. Boy.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die.
I don't know whether Diana could hear it back here behind me in the band. We were getting some, yep.
That's the way he keeps time. You know, he can't play drums, so he does that.
Well, that was beautiful. Dick Noel, now it's time for you. Dick was all set there a minute ago. It's him time.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glory.
It's time for our moment of silent prayer, when Don asks you to join him as I do now, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Let us bow our heads and pray. it's memory time around the breakfast table. The title of this is Precaution by Elaine Evans. They say a wife and husband, bit by bit, can rear between their lives a mighty wall so thick they cannot talk with ease through it, nor can they see a cross. It stands so tall. Its nearness frightens them, but each alone is powerless to tear its bulk away, and each, dejected, wishes he had known for such a wall some magic thing to say. So let us build with master art, my dear, a bridge of faith, your life and mine, a bridge of tenderness, and very near, a bridge of understanding, strong and fine. Till we have formed so many lovely ties, there never will be room for walls to rise. Now we'll just have a rousing time because Aunt Fanny is here. Come on, Aunt Fanny. Oh, don't sit on that, Aunt Fanny.
Oh, okay. Ain't we having fun this morning? Mr. Howell, who do you see oftener than me now? Just tell the truth.
Well, I'm...
There's 3 days in a row. Ain't that wonderful? Because you're here.
Well, I strike at Richmond. You're here, Aunt
Fanny. I just thought I'd go howl hog.
Oh.
Howl hog! Oh, dear. I wish you'd say things like that instead of me. My heel's caught.
What's the matter, Aunt
Fanny? I got it.
Take your shoes off.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm not that informal. Well, see, you got a nice gathering here into the poker house.
What do you mean? No, it's the porter house.
Oh, yes. I keep thinking of that game that Mr. Valentine's boys plays in the back there. Wonderful. Great ones for sport.
Yes.
And games of chance.
Mm-hmm.
Their music is a gamble, you just say that. Oh, I didn't come here to boost their stock. They're going to have to blow their own horns. There I go again, boss. Oh, ain't this fun? How are you, Diane? It is Diana, isn't it?
Yeah, Diana.
Doors.
Doors? No. No. No, trash.
Oh. Maybe distant related, are they?
Well, they look a little alike.
Yes, they do. They sure do. Well, don't care what you say. Now, I tell you, these lovely people, her hair is red. Oh, beautiful.
Well, otherwise, they look pretty much...
I thought so, too. Well, I don't know what you look at, Mr. anyway, these lovely people up here just come to see us, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got to set somewhere till the department store is open. And the pigeons won't roost on you here. My gosh, you had a week there, didn't you, with the mooses?
Oh, yes.
They was just wound up like mainsprings.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame them, you know, for cutting up a little bit.
Mm.
All work and no play makes Jack. But being in the big city was a big treat for most of them. You know, they come from little towns.
Yeah.
And there, you know, in little towns, there's not much to see.
Mm.
Of course, what you hear makes up for it, I always say.
Yeah.
But anyways, I come from a small town.
You do?
Yes, out near Buzzard's Glory, but we've got a lot of lively people there. Cut-ups, you know, just fun-loving people. Homer Hodapp, do you know him?
No.
Well, he's Hody Hodapp's brother. Hody is the barber there.
Yeah.
And Homer has went to work and gone into business with him.
No.
Yes, they've taken half of the barber shop there and made it into a camera shop.
Camera shop?
Yes, and they've got one sign that does for the both of them.
Hmm?
Snips and Snaps by the Hodaps. And they've got, I think he's going to make it go. He's got all the latest stuff.
Yeah?
Yes, he's got all them new Kodiaks there and them Polar Bear cameras. He's got them.
No. No Polaroid.
Well, no, he may have. I don't know. And he's got these here sterilized cameras.
No.
Wonderful.
No, stereo.
Well, he'll get them undoubted because he's on his toes there. Oh, he's just wonderful. We had a party to the beer bar.
Yeah.
And he come over there and they took pictures, you know, for the Weekly Wow. That's the BFFD paper. And he brought all kinds of gadgets, the little things that you hold up, you know, look in the light there.
Yeah. And, you mean a light meter?
Well, I don't know why he'd have brought that because the beer bars has already got a meter.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but if you say so, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, she took a picture. Oh, I wish I had that picture here. It was of Bert. Well, it wasn't exactly Bert facing the camera. We was playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey. It was his turn. And he snapped the picture, you know. But, Jing, it was just as somebody won the game, and Bert was 2 feet off the ground. But anyways, a nice picture. But, you know, speaking of having fun, I love the Mooses so, and they had so much fun, that I've got a little poem, which I wrote.
Oh.
Kind of in their tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. Music? No, I'm better off without it. Oh, it's easy to smile and be pleasant with the boys and a glass and a song. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when he's brought the old lady along.
Yeah, that's it. What a touching, touching poem that was. Hey, Dick Noel, there you are, just making yourself comfortable.
And I shouldn't?
No, you got to squeeze some grapes over there.
Well, I take off my shoes.
All right.
Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, Bella Mia, I will count the hours till the grapes are sweet on the vine, till the day your love will be mine. Oh, Bella Mia, sweeter than the flowers, how I miss the thrill of your kiss, it brings such bliss to me. The mission bells so high above will tell the story of our love, and hand in hand we'll kneel to pray, for it will be never to part. Oh, Bella Mia, then I will enfold you when the grapes are sweet on the vine. Oh, Bella Mia.
We had Aunt Fanny here, and we had a lot of fun. And now, we have Uncle Maury. Uncle Maury Amsterdam. Come on out here. Here he is without
Thank you very much. I wish you wouldn't applaud so loud. It'll wake me up.
Yeah.
You get up this early every morning?
Oh, I'm type A, you know. I get up with the birds and the bees and the 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting in
sick.
The shower. Yeah. Yeah, I know you work late.
Yeah, I do. I never heard of oatmeal this morning.
Yeah.
No kidding. I have loved the show, though. I was watching. I like the bit where you get all the kids up and you march them around. I understand that they march them right into the lake, and that's how they get rid of them. You never hear of them again. Just keep right on going.
Yeah. Hey, Maury, what are you
nice
doing
Nice looking
here?
Group. Don't ask me any questions. I just want to look at the people.
Well, all right. You go ahead. You want to make a speech? Go ahead.
Looks like a beautiful garden of flowers out there. Don't it, all these people? I see a couple of weeds here and there, but it's... I like the hats. I notice they're all coming blooming now. Must be the rain in Chicago. They grow out of their heads or something.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I saw a woman yesterday on Michigan Avenue. You know what she had for a decoration in her hat? A pair of men's shoes.
No.
Yeah, look a little higher. There's a man standing in them.
Yeah.
Too early for people to laugh.
Right? Yeah. No, well, don't forget, all these folks have been up since dawn.
Well, they're sick, too.
Yeah.
How's things with you, Warren? What are you doing in Chicago?
Oh, fine. Now, don't you ask any questions.
No, I just was wondering what you're doing in Chicago.
Well, I'm doing the Breakfast Club. This is the Breakfast Club, Maury.
It is?
No, this isn't to tell the truth.
Why don't you be sensible and make it the Lunch Club or something? Get up a little later.
Maury, where is your cello?
I left it in my other suit. That's a nice question. You know, that's the craziest thing people ask ridiculous questions. Because they see you with a cello once, they think you're carrying it around all the time, you know.
Yeah, but
years ago when I... It's a true story. Years ago when I used to do the, you know, the Broadway open house show,
yeah.
I'd walk down the street and out of a clear sky, somebody said, "Hiya, Maury, where's Dagmar?"
Yeah.
You know, like I carried her around with me all the time.
Well, that would be something to do, wouldn't it?
Well, let's think about that for a while.
Maury, speaking of questions, there were some cards that came in from the audience, and there were questions on some of them, and I thought possibly you might like a try at answering them. One here is from Wilma Dobkins of Berger, Texas, and she says, "The horses took me." Barger.
Well, anyway, this is the most mispronounced city in the country, folks. This is Barger, Texas?
Barger.
How do you spell it there?
O-R-G-E-R.
Oh, Barger.
B-O-R-G-E-R. I still don't like it.
Well, anyway, she says the horses took me. How about you?
Oh, I have a little trouble with the horses. I don't know. It seems that you get touts, you know, when you go to a racetrack, you get these fellows that try to influence you. And with me... I don't know, they always grab me. I remember once I went up the track and some guy grabbed a hold of me. He says, "I got a horse for you, can't lose." I said, "What do you mean he can't lose? Has a jockey got halitosis and a horse will win trying to get away from him?" All I can tell you is he ran so slowly that in the backstretch the jockey died of malnutrition. Got any other questions?
Yeah,
Maury,
there's one here. Carolyn Ponicle from Deer Park, Texas.
Deer Park, Texas. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been there. I'll have to run home and look through my towels.
Well, she...
Deer Park, Texas.
She says, "Have you ever had your eggs scrambled in pine-opine disinfectant?"
Well, not that I knew of. But it's very possible, you know, that you never know what they're going to cook stuff in nowadays.
Yeah.
I was in a restaurant the other day. I mean it, and people order strangely, too. Fella comes in, and he sat down, and he called the waiter over. He says, "Bring me 3 rotten eggs and an order of burnt toast." Waiter said, "What's the idea?" He says, "I got a tapeworm. It's good enough for him."
Maury, there's another one, another young lady from Pasadena.
Oh, that's out in our part of the world.
No, Texas.
Everybody's from Texas.
Yeah, Pasadena, Texas.
Hey, gee, there's probably nobody left there. They're all in Chicago.
Yeah, well, her name is Mary Coven.
Yeah.
And she wants to know what rate of percent you should use in tipping here in Chicago.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. You don't have to tip anybody anything. You won't be in town long. But, you know, this is the thing. I had an argument with a waiter on my show one day. I said, "What do you think is here?" Well, he says, 15%. I said, "You mean if somebody has a check for a dollar and you leave 15 cents, it's all right?" He says, Oh, no. He says, "At least a quarter."
So
15% evidently stretches to about 25%. Mm. But, you know, some of the waiters, you really get a little bugged at them. You don't want to tip them. I'm in a restaurant one day, and I swear I sat there for 45 minutes, and nobody came to wait on me. And I look over at the next table, and a waiter is sitting there. And I said, "Why don't you come over and wait on me?" He said, "Why don't you come in where I'm standing up?"
Maury, thank you very much for being here with us today.
What do you mean? You're brushing me again?
No,
every time
I
come on the show, you want to get rid of me.
The time has come.
Oh, I could have telephoned this over.
No, the time has come. I do want to say that it's been fun to have you here. And you know, this fellow...
Come down.
I've known him for a long time. He was always a ready helping hand on Strike It Rich. Any old time, he was ready to help somebody else. And I'm glad to have you here again today. Thanks very much, and we'll see you at the Cloisters, Maury.
Good, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I've certainly had a wonderful time during this visit with the Breakfast Club gang. Met a lot of fine folks, and I'll look forward to the next time I sit in for Don McNeil.
As the gang moves to Navy Pier tomorrow, Peter Donald will be back to hold the reins. Meanwhile, have a nice day for yourselves. Warren Hull speaking for Don McNeil and all the crew, saying so long and be good to your neighbors.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.